This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being into addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, questions about the Ingevity products, our True Skin Health products, we want to hear from you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Ingevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. You can also ask to ask about signing up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, prescription strength products without the prescription. Prescription strength products were all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin, now available for beautifying the skin, for preventing dry skin, for lightening the skin, for eliminating dark spots. If you're spending money on skincare products, folks, you're spending money on a lot of water and a lot of silicon and a lot of oil if you're not using the truth. Truth Treatments. .com, truthtreatments.com, and keep checking back because we got new products coming up and also new blog posts and information at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about this whole idea of memes versus mechanisms. We want to be critical thinkers. We want to be critical thinkers in our lives, but especially when it comes to our health, especially when it comes to medicine, when it comes to nutrition, nutritional supplementation, when it comes to all of the latest fads that are out there. So the information age, the information, the unbelievable amount of information that's available to us these days is something like the amount of information that's available to us in an hour is the same amount of information that people would have in a lifetime, or even in a minute is the same amount of information that people would have available to them in a lifetime or lifetimes a mere 400 or 500 years ago. We are pounded with information. There's so much information, but that creates a dilemma. How do you know what to believe? You got to be critical thinkers. You've got to wield your critical thinking skills like a sword, cutting through the jungle of noise and misinformation and disinformation that's out there. Fake news. They call it fake news. Just by calling it fake news, you know, now nobody knows what to believe. You've got to be a critical thinker in life. And more, that's true, and especially in the world of health. In the world of health, how we make our decisions is going to determine in large measure how successful we are in the decisions we make. If we make decisions based on beliefs and conditioning and what authorities are telling us, we're going to be a mess. It's going to be chaos. And I talk to people all the time. They don't know what to do. I look at their supplement program, and it's got all kinds of various herbs and vitamins and nutrients with no strategy. They're just throwing things up against the wall and see what sticks. And it can be very frustrating because everybody's saying something different. You don't know what to do. That's why it's so important to be logical, to use critical thinking, and to accept personal responsibility for your choice making. This is true about us, by the way, and it's also true about medicine. Medicine itself, the doctor makes his decisions on based on memes. And the promotion of the medical model is accomplished by meme masters who are manipulating the doctors as much as they're manipulating the pharmacist, as much as they're manipulating the individuals. According to Dr. Theodore Dalrymple, who we were supposed to have on as a guest, it didn't happen. He was supposed to be on today. Maybe he'll be on in the next couple of days. Hopefully he is. He's a brilliant medical doctor, and he's an author, and he's a critic of the medical model, and he's written several books, numerous books, about this whole idea of being manipulated, not just being manipulated, not just the patients being manipulated, but the doctors themselves. In his book, False Positive, A Year of Error, Omission, and Political Correctness in the New England Journal of Medicine, Dr. Dalrymple takes the New England Journal of Medicine to task, and he talks about, quote, errors of reasoning and conspicuous omissions, apparently undetected by the editors. But in some cases, there's reason to suspect serious conflicts of interest and even corruption, unquote. Dalrymple tells us all in the book and in all of his work, he says, take a constructively critical view of medical news and of medicine itself. And check this out. He says to be wary of the latest medical doctrines, as well as old medical doctrines, cholesterol and sunscreens and beta blockers and salt isn't good for you. And this craziness in these medical dogmas. And by the way, dogma means is not based on fact, and they are dogmas. And Dr. Dalrymple is a medical doctor himself, and he points this out. I've been saying this for decades. I first saw this in pharmacy school. I couldn't believe the stupidity, the utter biochemical ignorance of medical strategies when I was in pharmacy school. I couldn't believe it. I saw people on antibiotics for long periods of time. When it's pharmacy 101. You never stay on an antibiotic for a long period of time. They're still doing it. I talked to a guy today who's a kid. He's 27 years old. His psychiatrist was giving him an antibiotic, minocycline, a really nasty one. His psychiatrist. And he was on it for years. He finally got himself off of it. He said, do you think it affected me? Heck yes, it affected you. It killed off your gut bacteria, which are intimately connected to the brain. Science, not meme. That's not science. That's hardcore mechanism, not meme. And he's been on it for years, minocycline. What the heck is this psychiatrist thinking? Oh, he probably read it somewhere by the minocycline manufacturer. In Dr. Dalrymple's latest book, he does this with psychiatry. His latest book is called, this is what we're supposed to talk to him about today. I hope we get to speak to him because he is absolutely brilliant. Theodore Dalrymple. His latest book is Admirable Evasions, How Psychology Undermines Morality. And this one looks at psychiatry. And he says that psychiatry is used to, quote, absolve us of responsibility for our misdeeds, vices, and failings, unquote. Now, that could be very dangerous to say. But you know what? I can't disagree with him. If you have it, when we have an illness, we don't want to say that it's based on our personal responsibility. Something about humanity, human beings, that we don't want to take responsibility. There's fear that's associated with it. And, you know, that's a subject for a whole nother show or a discussion. Why we don't like to take responsibility. Nonetheless, we don't. And in the book, Dr. Dalrymple says that resistance to taking responsibility is manipulated. Oh, it's not your fault. We'll give you some nice Prozac and you'll be fine. We'll give you some nice lithium and you'll be fine. Now they got all kinds of drugs. Now they're giving people anticonvulsants for bipolar disorder. Anticonvulsants are among the most toxic drugs you could take, and they're giving it to people for bipolar disorder because people are led to believe that these mental health issues are diseases. They just happen to us and we can have them drugged away. I remember doing a talk about a year, well, no, gosh, maybe about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, for a bunch of nurses, and they were all excited to have me speak about skincare, and somehow somebody asked me about Prozac, and boy, did I wade into a mess after I gave my opinion to these nurses, and I'll discuss that when we come back from our break. All right, and pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll return on the Bright Side right after this.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we got a couple lines open for you. Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. There is Dr. Dalrymple. How do you like that? Of course, they call me when I'm on the air, but We're just going to have to pass on that one. And then maybe we'll get Dr. Dalrymple on in the next day or two. He's absolutely brilliant. I mean, brilliant psychiatrist. And he's got a whole bunch of cool books. He's a critic of the medical model. He's right in line with everything we've been talking about. A lot of what he writes is just right in line. I was real excited when his agent called and wanted to get him on. And hopefully we'll get him on this week. Anyway, in his book, Admirable Evasions, How Psychology Undermines Morality, he says that psychiatry has a tendency to, well, it doesn't have a tendency, it does, absolve us of responsibility for our misdeeds, vices, and failings. And he says that psychology and psychiatry have done a great damage to modern society by allowing people to avoid responsibility for their own actions, for their own decisions, and for, as he says it, as he puts it, diminishing their ability for honest self-reflection, self-examination. This is what I'm talking about when I'm saying being a critical thinker. We want to examine our actions. We want to examine the effects of our actions. I mean, it's just cause and effect. Now, in the quantum world, it's much not quite cause and effect, but in our real, in our macroscopic lives, it's cause and effect. Our lives are effects of causes. Everything's an effect of a cause. Go back to the cause. That's what the triangle of disease is. It's going back to the cause. Always look for the cause. If you have an immune response, the cause is going to be an offending agent. If you have any kind of degeneration, the cause is going to be something's gotten into the body that's mucking up the works, or something's missing. It's one or the other, or both. Something's missing or something the wrong thing's gotten in. This is what it means to be a critical thinker. You walk it backwards. You deconstruct. In engineering, they call it troubleshooting. Another cool book, Seeking Sickness, Alan Castle, C-A-S-S-E-L-S. Medical Screening and the Misguided Hunt for Diseases. In this book, he talks about, Dr. Castles talks about, he talks about how the medical model loves to have a search for illnesses so we can find something. And it does this through medical screenings, medical testing. I saw a commercial, or I heard a commercial on the radio yesterday. It just amazed me. It was for a fibromyalgia test. It was for people who could prove to themselves they have fibromyalgia with this test. Question, do you know if you have fibromyalgia? Well, now you can take a test. What are you talking about? If you have muscle pain, who cares if it's called fibromyalgia and you have a test for it? Fibromyalgia is just your body's messed up. That's period. That's all it is. Our bodies are messed up. You don't need to have massive diagnoses and all these different screenings and testings. And just live a clean life and look for your symptoms. Live a clean life and look for your symptoms. People die with cancer cells in them all the time. Cancer comes and goes. You can have cancer, not even know, and live a good, long life. Just because they happen to detect something doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that you need to be chemotherapy for or have an organ removed for. Be a critical thinker. Do not do just what you're told, especially when it comes to your body. And this is not just psychiatry, it's not psychology, it's all health. It's about health. We have a sick culture that is being kept alive by technology. Our culture is more and more, at least, being kept alive by technology, by drugs, by surgeries. Not the life force. The life force is the true healer. It's not the tools, not the technology that heals us. It's the life force that is the ultimate healer. In fact, the tools and technology are like jury-rigging. They're like band-aids. They're like patchwork. They're like having a baling wire keeping your bumper up on your car. The life force heals. The life force repairs. Tools can be helpful. Yes, they can be life-saving. I understand that. And sometimes you need to have tools. Sometimes you need technology. I'm not saying there's not a time for surgery, and I'm not saying there's not a time for drugs. I said it often. Keep pain pills in your medicine cabinet. You never know when you're going to need a pain pill, and thank God we have pain pills. Antibiotics save lives. Absolutely. But nothing can touch the life force, or the divine force, if you like, same thing, for power and potency and true cure. Magical word, cure. It's not magical, it's natural. Cures are natural. The body cures itself. The body's a curing system. It's a healing system. How do we access this healing system? How do we access this life force, this divine force? Guess what? We don't have to. We are the divine force. It's in us. It's part of us. We just have to turn our attention to it and make correct choices. We have to live our lives in a certain way. We got to live our lives in a day-to-day way. We got to live our lives in a certain way. We got to make certain decisions. It's not complicated. And if you're sick and you're in pain, this is the most important news. This is the most important message. This is the most important idea in health that you'll ever hear. That through the decisions we make, the day-to-day lifestyle decisions, without the doctor, without the drugs, we have more power over our bodies in a day-to-day way. Now, I'm not talking about repair. I'm not talking about emergencies. I'm not talking about infections. But in a day-to-day way, if you have diabetes, if you have autoimmune diseases, if you have cancer, if you have psoriasis, if you have rosacea, this is the most powerful idea that you'll hear. By leveraging the life force, you could do have way more benefits. You want to prove it to yourself? Get yourself a blood pressure cuff. If you have high blood pressure, get yourself a blood pressure cuff and just sit on a couch and breathe and practice your SDR breathing. Do it correctly. It won't cost you a penny. You'll feel great. You'll add years to your life and proof your blood pressure will drop. Take a warm bath. Watch your blood pressure drop. Blood pressure is an ideal marker because blood pressure goes up when we're not healthy. Doctors have a thing called essential hypertension. There's a diagnosis, essential hypertension. 80 million people in America, maybe more at this point, have essential hypertension. You have essential hypertension, guess what? You're going to get a beta blocker. Essential hypertension is defined as hypertension with no known cause. That's what the doctors say, no known cause. We have no idea what it is, so it's essential. Deep breathing will lower your blood pressure faster with no side effects and no toxicity than any beta blocker or calcium channel blocker, which are among the deadliest of drugs. Now, if you're way down the road in a disease process, and I get notes from people who are way down the road, it's going to take longer to resolve your disease process, but the good news is you can begin, and you have to start somewhere. You can begin immediately. Yes, it may look like, you know, it's overwhelming. And some of the notes I get look overwhelming, but you start somewhere. Everything starts with a choice, with a decision. You make one decision, then you make another decision, then you make another decision. You do it one after another, after another. You know, if you look at all of the breakdowns, and sometimes people have 10 or 12 or 15 different breakdowns, blood pressure and kidneys and skin and chronic fatigue and mental health problems and digestive problems. Sometimes there's like a whole complex web of various breakdowns in the body and various symptoms in the body. It looks overwhelming, I understand, but you start somewhere. You take one step, and that the easiest step is going to involve food, and that's usually the most important step, and that's the one we have the most resistance to. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844. I was going to tell you that story about the Prozac and the nurse. I forgot to do that. I'll come back from our break, and then we'll take your phone calls. 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the bright side, and I think we're going to get Dr. Dalrymple. He's finally sent over his number, and I'm very excited to speak with him. Dr. Dalrymple will say, right in line with everything we're talking about here today in all his books, he talks about taking personal responsibility for our decisions and political correctness and actual flat-out manipulation in medical journalism, in the injection of memes. He doesn't say this, but this is kind of what he's talking about, the injection of memes into the culture. And I'll see if we can, we're trying to get Dr. Dalrymple up. We'll get you a few of your calls here. In the meantime, let's go to Ken in Washington and say good morning. What's up, Ken? How you doing? Ken? Do we have Ken? Hello, Ken? All right, let's put Ken back on hold because I can't hear him. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Say good morning. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
I'm well, Ben. Well, in reference to my call at the end of your show last Friday,
okay.
Bob called in yesterday. Bob called in at the end of yesterday's show and said to not trust the official statistics from the EPA or government.
Okay.
And I hope I made my skepticism of their statistics clear when I pointed out that they don't even mention that water vapor as a greenhouse gas is when
yes,
it's the most.
You did say that.
Yeah, and it's the most impactful, yet the EPA doesn't even mention water vapor. But, of course, if someone tries to combat water vapor, they'd appear to be mentally unstable. So, when debating, it's important to cite in your debate the factual basis for the opponent's argument and point out whether it's questionable.
Ken, you got a lot of good stuff to say, and I want to hear it. But unfortunately, we have fortunately, Dr. Dalrymple has called in. So I know I got a full board here. A bunch of people want to talk to us this morning, and I apologize to all you guys. Call back tomorrow, and we'll get you up. And if we have to, we'll start taking calls earlier in the program. So everybody who's on hold,
all right.
I apologize, Ken. Thank you. But I'm really excited to talk to Dr. Dalrymple. I've been talking about him all morning today. Dr. Dalrymple is a prolific writer. He has got so many wonderful things to say that are right in line to this whole concept and topic that we've been discussing, meme versus mechanism. The idea that we operate on belief systems and institutions encourage us to operate on these belief systems for their profit, in their interests a lot of the time. Sometimes it's misguided, but sometimes it's also manipulative and insidious. And in his books, he has a lot of books, but two of them, False Positive, Error, Omission, and Political Correctness, the New England Journal of Medicine, and Admirable Evasions, How Psychology Undermines Morality. Dr. Dalrymple talks about this idea that we are discouraged from taking personal responsibility and our ideas and our beliefs are manipulated and controlled by vested interests that are not our human interests, they're institutional interests. So please welcome to the bright side Dr. Theodore Dalrymple. Hello, Dr. Dalrymple.
Hello.
Greetings. Your work's wonderful, and it's right in line with what we're talking about here today. The knife went in, you said. You remember that on the video?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
The knife went in.
Well,
that sums it
I
up.
I worked, as you probably know, as a doctor in a prison for quite a number of years. And when I asked people who had stabbed someone to death, I noticed that they always said the same thing, which is the knife went in. So it was the knife, as it were, that guided the hand rather than the hand that guided the knife. So they were trying to distance themselves from, I suppose they were trying to distance themselves from their responsibility for what they had done, as we are all, of course, inclined to do sometimes.
Well, talk about that. Why are we inclined to do that? What is it about human nature, about our brains, about our hardwiring, about evolution that encourages us to not blame ourselves or to scapegoat, to look for something that's...
Well, I suppose it's... human nature. I mean, I don't know about you, but the first thing I do when I know I've done something wrong
is blame somebody else.
I try to find excuses for myself.
Yeah, I notice when
you know, and I say things like, "Oh, I was very stressed, or I was in a hurry, or something." There's some fatuous reason like that, and it's only a bit later that it's odd because one knows that what one is saying is an excuse. It's not really true, but
right.
It's only a bit later that one.
It's an instinct. It's like a reflex.
The excuse, yes.
Yeah, it's like I notice when I spill something that my reflexively, who put that there? Reflexively,
or, you know,
and then a second later, I say, "Okay,
what a bad glass."
What's that?
Bad glass, you know, the glass isn't properly made. There's
yes.
a crack in the glass or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, the glass,
you know,
yes, exactly.
So you always, the first thing is always to seek, the blame to place somewhere else other than oneself.
But here's what,
of course, the speed with which one overcomes that inclination
right.
is very important.
That's critical thinking. Here's the real problem, as I see it and as you see it as well, is that instinct and that reflex is manipulated. It's taken advantage of by vested interests. And that's
yes.
where it becomes
well, yeah.
that's where it becomes problematic.
Yes, Yes, I mean, of course, people are encouraged to think like that.
Right.
So that, for example, I only half seriously said that one of the causes of crime is criminology, which encourages people not to think of themselves as agents, but as kinds of vectors of forces, so that they will reflect back to someone else what they have been encouraged to think by sociologists, by criminologists, psychologists, and so forth.
So are you familiar with the concept of memes? Are you familiar with the concept of memes, M-E-M-E, memes, like units?
Yes.
So we've been talking about this in the program, how there are meme masters who inject these ideas into the culture and then let them run amok, or let them run like a virus, just let them spread apart, or spread out. And this idea of memes is how we make our decisions, because of heuristics and mental shortcuts, we make our decisions based on these memes. How can we combat?
Although at the same time, we know that many of them are nonsense. Let me give you an example of that. I once had a patient who was a prolific car thief. I think he'd stolen something like 600 cars. And he asked me whether I thought he was addicted to stealing cars. Now, it so happens that not very long before, in journals of psychology and criminology, the idea had been put forward that crime was a form of addiction. Or crime of this type, anyway, was a form of addiction. And it didn't take very long for this man to pick up that idea, even though, of course, he never read the journals of psychology or criminology, but nevertheless, it seemed to have passed into the culture, as it were. So, I mean, I think that's quite a good idea. But it doesn't, on the other hand, it doesn't mean that he is not responsible for his acts just because he's picked up that idea. He knows perfectly well that each time he took a car, he made a decision to take a car, and he was perfectly capable of deciding not to take a car as well.
So is addiction a disease?
In my opinion, no. Of course, there is. I wouldn't deny that there are physiological changes that occur with addiction, but those changes are actually very slight by comparison with other factors. So that the idea that addiction is simply a change in brain chemistry or something like that, I think is a gross oversimplification, and itself, if you like, is a kind of meme.
Doc, we're about to take a break, Doc, so hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Dr. Dennis.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Theodore Dalrymple, prolific author, critic of the medical model, as we are on the bright side. He's written books about culture and about how we, the toxic cult of sentimentality in the book Spoiled Rotten, Admirable Invasions, Evasions, which is about how psychology undermines morality and choice. And really wants to talk to you about romancing opiates. That's kind of another interesting book that you've written. And then If Symptoms Persist. Just an amazing author and brilliant observer and critic of the medical model, maybe, and medical culture in general. Doc, before we went to break, you were talking about is addiction a disease? And you said that there were some physiologic correlates that are associated with addiction as non-dramatic. And that got me to thinking, what about the whole nature of diagnosing disease in general, the nature of diagnosis? Where does that play into our tendency to abdicate responsibility for our health challenges?
Well, particularly in the psychiatric field, it plays into it, because of course in psychiatric diagnosis there's very rarely any physiological correlate or any known anyway physiological cause. I mean, sometimes of course people under the influence of organic conditions which are provable do behave in very odd ways, but that is by comparison with the amount of very dysfunctional behavior there is, this is a very small part of the explanation of dysfunctional behavior.
So in psychology, in psychiatry, I mean, you make a really compelling case for, the way I read it, and correct me if I'm wrong, really not even needing psychiatry if you make correct personal choices.
Well, I wouldn't go quite so far as that, but I think there's been a kind of psychiatric imperialism to make practically all forms of human, or many forms of human behavior, into disease.
Medicalization.
And the DSM-5 in particular, I added up all the prevalences of the diseases that, or disorders that were given, and it comes out that the average person in the Western world suffers, or can suffer, from, on average, 2.5 psychiatric conditions a year. And this strikes me as absurd and rather bad, because people are inclined to blame their disorderly behavior on some condition that has been diagnosed.
But
if you went you went to a psychiatrist, it's almost certain that you could get a diagnosis, or you would get a diagnosis, because amongst other things, in America anyway, he wouldn't be paid if he didn't give you a diagnosis.
Dr. Dalrymple, I think you have opposition defiance disorder.
I do, yes. I also have another very severe disease, which unfortunately the DSM-5 doesn't recognize, which is obsessional book-buying disease.
I have that too, yes. That's not yet, but that's probably going to be in the DSM-6. I know internet shopping disorder. Internet shopping disorder made the DSM-5. I don't know if you know that. Are you familiar with Erwin Kirsch's book, The Emperor's New Drugs? The Emperor's New Drugs, Erwin Kirsch, he wrote a book called The Emperor's New Drugs where he found that the psychiatric drugs were basically placebos and no more effective than placebos.
I don't think that is absolutely true, but certainly the antidepressants which are been given out in such huge numbers have at least a very considerable placebo effect. Part of that, of course, was part of the reason for it was that trials which were shown in which these drugs were shown not to work, the results were not published, and therefore a misleading impression was given to doctors. But also, and I think more importantly, all forms of unhappiness are now diagnosed as depression, so that actually for many, many years I haven't actually heard a patient say he was unhappy. Every patient says, I am depressed.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's a very interesting point. Now, you know, I found the placebo effect to be kind of interesting, because that's sort of what you're talking about, is the ability of the mind to create things. And so instead of taking advantage of the placebo effect, we filter it out because we can't charge for it.
Yes. I think we all doctors use the placebo effect. And in fact, it's a very good, I think there are, of course, great advantages to the placebo effect. My best friend's father was a doctor, and when he was practicing, doctors were allowed knowingly to give a placebo. That is something that they knew had no physiological effect. In fact, it's colored water. But they're not allowed to do that anymore. So they have to give something which may actually have a physiological effect.
Yeah, I remember when I graduated pharmacy school, they had just stopped doing that, writing for placebos. But that's true. They were legally allowed to write for placebos here in this country as well. Now, how did you practice medicine, like regular medicine, like in the clinic and all that kind of stuff, I imagine?
I've been retired for quite a long time, actually. I've been retired for 14 years. So apart from a little bit of medico-legal work, I haven't done any medicine for quite a long time.
Well, you're an amazingly prolific writer. I hope you don't mind me just delving into a couple of your other books. Out Into the Beautiful World, one of my favorites, because I like the metaphysical side of medicine and health and wellness. And in this book, you talk about insects. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
It's a terrible thing to confess, but I write so much I sometimes forget what I say or have said, of course, that it must be true. But I've long had a kind of non entomological fascination with insects. I'm not an entomologist or anything like that, but I love observing insects. And where I live towards the south of France, there are many insects. But I don't know what else to say.
You have a real interesting take. You say rather than study philosophy, you should have studied insects.
I say that because, of course, it would have given me positive knowledge. And I might have contributed some tiny little thing to the mountain of knowledge about something definite. I don't think I've really done that in my career.
Because you're so philosophical. Because you're so philosophical, you're saying. But I mean, I love it. You're thinking the big picture, and you're noticing trends, emergent patterns that are more metaphysical than physical, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, I think. Well, I hope I've observed things so that, I mean, I don't know what your listeners will think of this, but I observed quite early on the vast increase in the number of people who were tattooed, which struck me as a very interesting and important phenomenon.
Who were, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Who were what?
Tattooed.
Tattoos, like tattoos.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. So, what does that mean? What occurred to you about that?
Well, at first, I had a theory which I think cannot be true, actually, or is now not true. My first tattooing, at least in Britain, was always associated either with criminals or perhaps in having been in the Navy or the Army. Anyway, they tended to be, tattooed people tended to be marginalized or on the margins of society. And suddenly tattooing began to ascend the social scale, as it were, not as much as it has now. And so my first theory was that it was an attempt to identify with the marginalized people, so to show that you were politically virtuous.
I
sympathize with the downtrodden, and therefore I behave like the downtrodden, at least in this respect. But I don't think this can be true anymore, because about a third of American and British adults are now tattooed, apparently. So my theory, which might have fitted the epidemic, if that's what one wants to call it, early on, if it was ever true, can't really be true now. And now I suspect that it's an attempt to individualize yourself in circumstances where it's very difficult to be an individual. It's a kind of individualism without individuality.
I love it. I love it. Hey, we're out of time, Doc. It's been wonderful talking to you. Dr. Theodore Dalrymple, your work is amazing, and you're brilliant, and thank you for everything you do. It's just your prolificity is very inspiring, and thanks so much for being on The Bright Side.
Thank you very much.
Have a beautiful day. That's Dr. Theodore Dalrymple, and you can Google him, and his books are wonderful. They're all over Amazon. He's a brilliant, brilliant observer of the medical model and of culture in general. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Compliment your health.